A group of Montrealers are staging a 48-hour hunger strike in solidarity with Iranian prisoners. The demonstration is about fighting injustices and supporting those who are facing oppression, including a Montreal professor who's currently detained after conducting academic research on women in the country. Navneet Paul reports.
Iranian prisoners of conscience have allies. That is the message that this group wants to send to the Iranian government.
In the long term, we have seen that this type of solidarity gestures and actions have an impact. And I hope they will have more so that now Canadian government is in negotiation over opening embassies.
The protesters are on their second day of a 48-hour hunger strike outside Concordia University. It's part of an international protest in 12 cities. The hunger strike is meant to be a show of solidarity with prisoners who often have to take similar actions as a way of obtaining basic rights. This PhD student from the University of Montreal is from Iran, and he understands the oppressive nature of the current regime firsthand. He says he's here to show his support for those imprisoned.
If you are an alternative thinker, if you're not in agreement with the mentality and the ideology of the regime, you get marginalized, and this happened to me.
The demonstration holds special significance in Montreal. Concordia University professor and Canadian citizen Homar Hutfar is currently being held in a notorious Iranian prison. Hutfar is serving time for unknown reasons in the Evin prison, which is infamous for torture.
Mrs. Hutfar has no political action that could be subject to her detention. There has been a big mistake. This mistake has to be solved, and I hope the Canadian government is putting maximum energy in obtaining ways to convince the Iranian government that there is no point in detaining her.
Amir Kadir is a member of the National Assembly. He points out that businesses also have an important role to play in monitoring human rights records wherever they do business. Last April, Bombardier entered negotiations with Iran to supply an airline with new planes.
Business and democracy, business and human rights, business and people's rights should go together, and we cannot accept that Canadian companies, oil companies, mining companies, Bombardier, you know, big corporate business, do business without taking into account the plight of the people.
Regardless of how widespread the problem is in Iran, it's important for these protesters to do their part.
If the news goes to Iran, at least they could see that they have our solidarity.
The hunger strike wraps up tomorrow at 6 p.m. Navneet Paul, Global News, Montreal.